Our next presentation is Statewide Health Divide, Using County Health Rankings Data to Explore Health Gaps Within States. Elizabeth Pollack.
Hi. So I'm not actually Elizabeth. She couldn't make it.
So right there.
I know. I'm the last one, Amanda Jovag. My co-workers, colleagues couldn't make it to here, and so I'll be presenting their data for them. So I'm going to be talking about work that was done by the entire County Health Rankings and Roadmaps team to use rankings data to explore health gaps within states. So since 2010, the County Health Rankings has provided a snapshot of the health of nearly every county in the U.S. We've ranked counties within each state on the factors that are important to health, including health behaviors, clinical care, social and economic factors, and the physical environment. With the health gap reports, we now are examining the size and nature of health gaps within states. These reports were released in November of 2015 and illustrate that in each state, not everybody has the opportunity to be the healthiest that they can be. To develop the reports, we asked, how big are the opportunities for health improvement within states? And how could states work to make sure that everyone has a fair chance to be the healthiest that they can be? With the health gap reports, we aim to provide information that could help state leaders understand four concepts. One, what are health gaps and why do they matter? What are the size and nature of the health gaps among counties within the states? And what factors influence the health of residents? And what can state and local communities do to address those health gaps? So this map shows that within each state, there are communities that lack opportunities to shape good health, such as differences in child health poverty here, or child poverty rates. Health gaps like these are avoidable, and they limit opportunities for all children to be as healthy as they can be. In this map, the size of the circle displays the size of the gap in child poverty rates within the state. So the bigger the circle, the bigger the gap. The gap represents the difference between the best and worst performing counties, as measured by the 10th and 90th percentile, for childhood poverty in the state. The color distribution shows how overall state child poverty rates vary nationwide. The best performing states are in orange, while the worst performing states are in purple. So I'm going to be using Wisconsin as an example state for the remainder of this talk, but every state has their own report that can be downloaded on our website, www.countyhealthrankings.org. Okay, so with these reports, we're really asking the question, how many people could live longer, healthier lives if everyone had the same opportunities as the healthiest counties in the state? Thinking about this in terms of the ultimate health outcome, mortality. So in Wisconsin, every year, nearly 3,200 deaths, about one in every six deaths under the age of 75, could be avoided if all Wisconsin residents had a fair chance to be healthy. This map shows the difference in avoidable deaths across Wisconsin. In other words, it's a way of visualizing the gaps between nearby counties. The more deeply shaded counties have a higher share of premature deaths that could have been avoided in their county. The black dots represent the size of the population experiencing the gap. These differences may be important considerations for state policymakers and leaders when making decisions about resource allocations and strategies to close health gaps. So while examining gaps in health outcomes is important for understanding population groups that may be disadvantaged, it's also essential to explore gaps in the factors that influence health. For example, if everyone had the opportunities of those in the healthiest counties in the state of Wisconsin, there would be 147,000 fewer people who are unemployed, 56,000 fewer violent crimes, and 664,000 fewer households with severe housing problems. Examining the health factors that are in the County Health Rankings model, we identified in each state which had a meaningful difference among the counties. You can see in this table, we provide descriptive data for each of the best performing and worst performing counties in the state mean, and for the best U.S. counties. Here, I've only included the health factors that had a little arrow. All of our health factors are actually included in each of the reports, and you can see that we use those arrows to identify where there were meaningful differences between the best and the worst counties in Wisconsin, and we found that there were meaningful differences in adult smoking, obesity, unemployment, children in poverty, and severe housing problems, and excessive drinking. Okay, so what can we do about this? Having identified factors with meaningful gaps, we then draw evidence-informed strategies from What Works for Health to offer approaches that community leaders, state policymakers, and their communities can take to improve the health of all residents statewide. What Works for Health offers evidence-informed strategies to improve health factors and meaningful gaps. So for example, policy, systems, and environmental changes, such as implementing smoke-free policies, enhancing early childhood education through universal pre-kindergarten programs, or incentivizing affordable housing development via low-income housing tax credits, are proven approaches to improving opportunities for healthy choices and can even reduce healthcare costs. These strategies are among many resources in What Works for Health, which you should all take a look at. This work was done as a collaboration between the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation and the University of Wisconsin Population Health Institute. Thank you.